Thank you, Honorable Chair. On the issue of apologies, if my memory still serves me well, it was discussed about the continuous absence of members of parliament, in particular members of this committee, who don't honor committee meetings. As far as I know, Chair, is that it's related to Mr. Honorable Mokoena from the EFF. And we took a decision here that the secretary of the committee must verify and check with either the chair of the chairs, Frolic, or honorable speaker, about the continuous absence of members of committees, in particular our committee. I just want to check as to whether how far is our secretary, the committee secretary, in dealing with the matter of members of committees who continuously don't honor the activities of the portfolio committees. I'm raising this thing here because I don't know as to whether maybe we might get the report the time when we'll be going to recess, is it November, end of year reports about the activities of the committee, including those who absent themselves from committee meetings, whether they are from opposition or from the ANC, but you are members of the committee and your task, you have been sent by your party in that particular committee to represent that particular party, even though we might not get into the integrities of parties, but the issue was raised and agreed that we must verify with the chair of the chairs and the speaker of the parliament of the National Assembly, about the members who absent themselves forever in committee activities. If the secretary doesn't have that report, Chair, maybe in the next meeting, we might get that report as to whether how far is she with regard to addressing the issue that was given to her by the committee to check with higher offices in the National Assembly. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
In terms of the recommendation, the observation is that the portfolio quality of mineral resources has been addressed, the performance of the Department of Mineral Resources and its five entities may have made its following observations. One, several substantial research reports reflecting on the performance of the DMR were released in 2016. This covered the DMR. Mine rehabilitation fund, approval of the sale of mines, and the monitoring of the royalties paid to communities by mines, as well as concerns related to the enforcement of environmental laws. Safety performance in the mining industry continues to improve, however, there is more that needs to be done in order to attain the zero harmful
terms of the recommendation for 2017, DMR should fully respond to the gas report, gas disciplinary report recommendation, and provide declaration where response to the recommendation. Then the state wants to should advise a strategy to deal with the reopening of closed parts of operation in order to address safety issues associated with any port shaft becoming operational. The MR should provide the committee the full legislative agenda between now and the end of the state parliament so as to enable the committee to finalize the program for the remainder of the term. The diamond and precious metal regulator will commit on the and local beneficiation of diamond and precious metals as well as access to funding for the HBSDs. I think the regulator should provide the committee with the interpretation of Section 74 as well as the process of the application and identity of the carbon budget to give the exemption from the minister. The third diamond trader should identify the explicit constraints and present the above to the committee. The Council for the Science should consult with other professional organizations on the baseline definition of the findings and provide a fair retention strategy. CGS should have process in place that ensure protection of intellectual property gains by the institution in the execution of its teaching. And then I think we see that then the issue of the CCF is motivated for a 10-year program of jurisprudence. This is essential for promoting mineral prospecting and also for planning island infrastructure in food and water facilities. The cost is $20 billion over 10 years and an additional $1.8 billion over the MTF. Them are indicated that it cannot fulfill its mandate. Should ensure that the CMR has the financial resources available to carry out this wide and differential responsibilities for the stabilization of the nation's mineral resources for present and future generations. This is what we have in terms of. I'm not closing honorable members from dealing with the report in future. That's my intention. But probably, in my view, it would be more of an observation on the observation and recommendation. I think the rest one will have to deal with, them in a manner that we usually do. I don't want members to say I'm challenging them to something, but if they feel also there are issues or there is some condensed information that is not there, anything before I make mine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was at the JSC last week, so I couldn't unfortunately not attend. But could you just indicate what the motivation is for the second recommendation? The DMR should devise a strategy to deal with the reopening of closed paths of operations in order to address safety issues associated with unused old shafts becoming operational again. And then this fifth one, the SADPMR should provide the committee with interpretation of Section 74. I don't have the background to that, but what's the reason for those recommendations?
Those way, usually it's on the let me start with the last one. in the presentation by the presidential, they raised the issue of Section 74, which to, in terms of it allows certain operations or operators to apply for an exemption in terms of compliance with certain areas of legislation. Now, the committee raised to say what we need to get the actual interpretation of Section 74. As the upfront, the question was then asked, in the diamond industry, which of those that might be beneficial? I remember, that's why I thought the member who was asking that question would respond, because we even made an example about something. And, not that I'm afraid of it, but it's not for me to say what it is. But the answer from the regulator was that there is a special consultation, if I would use the terms of Section 74, that the DDF has applied for before when it comes to them. And then we said, instead of dealing with that Section 74 that we don't have, can they provide us? They did give us this. So in terms of that Section 74, we then said we'll have to look at what are the advantages and disadvantages that the DMR can be able to give a justification for those, because there is a reason you would have heard Section 74. So to what extent would you get Section 74, and is it something that anyone within the diamond industry that could benefit in terms of Section 74, or it could be something that is only of the beneficiary to one operator? So that was the issue in terms of Section 74. In terms of what we're raising in, on the unused old shaft, mainly it is closer to what we will talk about your illegal mining activity. In some cases, when these are get closed, when the operation continues, they continue in a context that they for quite a long time they've not renewed. Why? They then pose danger or they become threats because they attract illegal mining by the environment. But also when they supposed to renew, there is no way where we check in terms of, because if your lifespan, for an example, was 10 years, so when it's going back to use, you must also take into consideration the unused period of the. Then we say there must be clarity. If you close the mine, it must be clear that it is closed, it can no longer operate. If it is closed for economic reasons, then there should be mechanisms that allow it on how then you can be able to reopen it, in relation also to the question of geography. I'm trying to summarize, but as I say, I was summarizing what people were saying in the meeting, whether you agree or you don't agree, that's another issue. So what I think we'll do, let me take that what I think we'll have to do is that on the, and I will not be unfair, on the responses that we've received, I think it will be fair that we forward those copies to the members so that they can have it. So we do that, but I can certainly say that there has been compliance with the requested information that they said. Well, almost all of them, including the state diamond trader, who asked, they said they would do that on the last Friday, and they did comply with last Friday. And I think then all the basis of that members would be at liberty. It doesn't mean, obviously, this is how I understand, even if we did, it doesn't mean we will not have that information. We can only utilize it for PRR processing. It will still be part of the activities of the committee going forward. I think we can say it.
Okay. Is there any mover of the report? Can I remind that? Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move, Honourable Chair, for the adoption of the budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Mineral Resources as a true reflection of the meetings we had with amendments acknowledged. I move for the adoption, Chair. Thank you.
Any second, eh?
A second, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Let me appreciate and thank. Unfortunately, I can't change the way Parliament acts. But I sometimes feel if we are too squeezed, you know? We are too squeezed. Let's just be honest. You know, to deal with a report, we finish the matter of presentation in 2 days, after 2 days, not even a week. The following week, we must have gone. I'm not opposed, but I feel at some point we have to find a way on how to do it. But also, one of the things that I've said, I know sometimes people don't take comfort. There's something called constructive criticism, there's something called developmental staging. Regardless, leave it. Get yourself there if you are nice. When I sometimes look at the report, I'm not opposed, but I feel like, you know, I don't know what you call it, at school you used to call it a station. It's like doing things more exciting. I always say I like to have people learn this present action to have knowledge. I'm not disputing the, we know when you say the manager of the department is this, this is this and this, and you read from page one up to the last page, and then you say come again in the quarterly report, you give us almost this. I don't know. If I had a better way, a polite way of saying it, I would say, just think that it's you who is saying it, lost of politeness. But it's like people can't see that they once told us. And I always say, I've read the same, so when you're getting used to something, you just start to write it. It has got the potential of making members of Parliament, not in a negative way. But sometimes we must challenge whether do we know what we are talking about. Now, I said I would make an example and say, since I arrived here in 2014, I've changed the beautiful house from 2014 up until now, put them here. Yeah? Change the budget, put them here, and see whether there will be difference from what was said in 2014 what was said in 2017. Because it makes it difficult for us to see whether we are making progress. Or what. You may be able, from a department's point of view, you may be able to measure. But if for me we say, I'm just making an example again, we are going to build so much housing. That's what we were making in terms of annual report, blah, 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 whatever. We must get something that starts from where and say, as we have made this, this is what now, this is where we are, and this is what the current status going forward, our projection. But I could get sometimes some people are not comfortable when I say it's difficult to change the public sentiment on how we used to do something. I don't know, but I want them to feel comfortable and I will sit here openly to say, maybe I must have myself, because that's what I'm with the chairs and of the board of the entities as well as the CEOs. Just to shape. Then if these members, when they come here, they don't know what is it that they would have been, then they can ask that and be answered. And I made again another simple example to say, if you don't have to read it, but if you say in terms of the employment equity or the employment projection, this is what we have, you can just have it there and then say, honorable members, on page so and so, we're just giving you the demographics. Then you can see on the demographics, even if you put them by age, by qualification, by national question, by gender, by people with disability, all those kinds of things. You don't have to read them. We've got so much whites, we've got so much Africans, we've got so much Indians, we've got so much cars. It's there, anyone can see it, it's glaring. So I'm not opposed from sitting in a meeting, but there are things that are automatic that you can see. Just to refer us on page so and so. Chair, if you need the demographics of the company and the structure and so forth, it is reflected in terms of service. But I'm just saying, please make the board, because still some of the CEOs were not comfortable with that intervention. I don't want tomorrow people to come here with half-cooked information and say, no, Chair, you said you must just browse through. So that information might be necessary. But I once made an example. I said I went to Vancouver, I saw a civil servant. It was so shocking. I was not expecting that. He had a report, but he took 10 to 15 minutes giving a summary of the report, and you could make sense of what was this person was saying. I have not seen that level come to that level. Because sometimes I always say, when you prepare a report, you can even talk to it without referring or looking at it. That is something that also even from our side, including from the staff's point of view, we need to go and improve on some of these things. The last thing, honorable members, and I've challenged you on this one, all of you. I'm convinced if we continue with this pattern of budgeting, I think we're playing games. We will not. I think from an overall outlook on how budgeting must happen, there has to be certain goals that we set. I'm just talking broadly. And this is again another tacit reference, Rabin Gavin. If budgeting is gonna be, you know, I always say, and please, you can take it as a political statement, it's okay. Sometimes I always say, when a kid, you grow your kids, and those ones that are doing well go to school and do everything, you treat them as kids and make them totally alive. And those that decide not to go up and just go in Bangai, you come here, my boy, no, please don't do this thing that you are doing. You continue to take this person, you are going to lose a lot. Somewhere down the line, there has to be a carrot in the stick. Otherwise, we run the risk that most of the entities won't feel the goodness or the reward of performing and doing well, because they are treated the same with those, or even less than those that are performing the worst. And we end up sometimes rewarding those that are not performing to the optimal against those. But as I said, this is the only department for now that I've seen, and I'm not referring to others, I'm just saying to others, see, that almost all the entities, including the department, have received an unqualified audit opinion. Well, with the two that has got areas of emphasis, that is a separate matter. But do we see anything that is making them to continue performing or acting differently, it's a political discussion that all of us must have. That's what I mean, the budgeting framework on its own is going to require. I'm still going to study, I'm showing that information that's there, but it's not information. For instance, as I said, we have to look at what is it in overall that is at the department in terms of risk. I hope what the Honorable Dorima will come here and then we're told that you are not coming because your house and your friends and the staff. Not my wish. But if, for instance, we want to deal, I don't know, have we conceptualized the CSA that we're doing alarmist? I don't think we can conceptualize the overall challenge in this department. If with this level, we must be frank and honest, if with this level of budgeting and approach and the manner we budget, we think we will eradicate illegal mining, good luck. If with this budget and this manner of budgeting, we think we'll deal effectively with derelict and ownerless mines, good luck. I can count all these things that have got cost implications. It seems to me we are in a framework or a jacket that this is so much, it's not looked at. But I can assure, I was making an example of that, but I can tell you, when disaster hits, we will then look at each other and say, hey, there was no one who stand up and say, there was no budget. If we continue to have workers who continue to find themselves trapped in the mines and so forth, and we don't have enough money to employ inspectors that have specialized skills and so forth, then we must agree what place. So I'm just saying maybe it's a broad political discussion that we must have outside the budget. And forget who is at the helm of the department, forget who's at the helm of the thing. That is why I said I would prefer the department to come to us and give us a pitch of an ideal budget for them. So that when we deal with the framework, we are clear. For the specific department, I'm not saying that is the case. This man said no. For us, in order to operate effectively, we need 20 billion rand. Leave the CGS and so forth. The financial year. And this is what we will do. So that we can see that this, how much is this 1.7 in this overall projection of the budget? Then we can know that even when yourselves, you come here and set the target, when you come here and set the target, you set the target against a budget that is at a minimum or small scale. And when the budget gets cut now from 1.7 to 1.3, we will still again be sitting here and talking about 1.3. So I'm saying we will help the department also when it comes to us and say, if an ideal operational budget or budget for a financial year, this is what we would want in order to deal with some of these issues. So when you bring your targets here and so forth in terms of your APPs, we deal with them on the basis of what you have given us, not against the backdrop of what is it that in overall you should be doing. But I was just making that remark to say, we may have at some point to have that, even if it means at the level of this committee. But it can only help us if we've got something from the department that ideally is giving us. I know it's so difficult. I've begged for this also for some 3 years now. Okay. Can we go to... That was my take. It's not going to arise on the minute. Yeah, the Lord.
But it's recorded, right?
Right, but it's not arise on the minute. So that when you go to your own countries, you must then raise it. But that reminds me. Okay. Honorable members, can we go to the minutes of September 6th? September 6th. On page 1,
to page 4, page 5. Any mover or seconder of the minute honorable beginning.
Thank you very much, Chair. I wish to move, Chair, that we accept this minutes of the 6th September as a true reflection of that meeting that took place, Chair. Thanks, Chair.
I second the adoption of the minutes, Chairperson. Thank you.
Any matters arising? Okay. Let's go to minutes of the 3rd of October. Now, what? You are in dispute here with the board. And you're always in dispute. Whether it's right there, whether it's right there. She talks about days, I talk about the meeting. I say, this is the same meeting which flows over to another thing. She says, but I said the adoption of the minutes is supposed to be one because you are continuing with the meeting you have had yesterday. Even if you had left it, but it's still the same meeting. It's the principle and the presentation. So you'll bear with me. We have not resolved this issue, and I've got no reason to want to do an administrative takeover. You can't change them. When you are going to come back, you're not giving any class, pushing that. I'm not a side of this side. So, I must accept, I don't even need your local advice on that. Okay, minutes of the 3rd of October, on page 1. And page 2. On page 3. Page 4, on page 5, on page 6. Okay. Then we go to the minutes of the 4th October. On page 1. On page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5, can we get a mover of the minutes of the 3rd October?
Before the mover, chair, let me take you back.
Let's see. Page 4. The first sentence says, I'm sorry, Chair, to take you back. Page 4. The 4th October. It says the board member, Mr. Ramahoba. It's Mr. Ramahoba. It's not A. It's Ramahoba. It's O. Yes, sir, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to move for the adoption of the minutes of the 3rd of October 2017 as well as the 4th of October 2017 as a true reflection of the meeting we had with the department and its entities regarding the PRRR reports. Therefore, I move for the adoption. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, I second the report. Thank you. Oh, sorry, Chairperson, I second the minutes. Thank you. Of the 3rd and the 4th of October 2017, as a true reflection. Thank you.
Members, on the announcement, I was not sure whether to raise it or not, or the right thing, but as the decision of the committee, the next week we are because we needed something in writing. It is confirmed with the minister will be here as we will deal with the construction I see. Okay.
Yesterday I was with you, Larry. There's a Larry.